Item number 35. Pardon me?
Adoption of the balance. Of $6,379,800.
Yes, for the balance, other than those that were listed in the motion, for those departments. Supervisor Stamper, you moving?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to comment on Supervisor Cullen's topic. We have to accept, because, you know, this has been consistent that you were constantly talking about not working with the county executive, him coming down. Where is he? I've accepted that he does not want to work with us. He does not come down. Stop begging him to come down here. Forget, we are the policymakers. Let's work together on our own, discuss what we want to do, and then give it to him. I just don't see why every meeting you keep asking him to come down. Obviously, it's obvious. It's clear as day that he does not want to work with us, and he does not want to come down here. And I would ask that we work together as a team down here as supervisors and get what we want to get done.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you,
Supervisor Cullen.
I understand that. I don't know that I've asked him a lot to come down. I think it would be helpful. But, I respect the county executive as the county executive. He's the elected leader of this county. And, we should be working together to some degree. I mean, we're going to disagree on things. If he's going to choose not to work with us, I mean, I just think it's not in the interest of the county to proceed that way. But, I mean, I understand.
No, I think you're absolutely right. But I'm saying I've been here long enough, 2 years, to see that it's not happening. How long you want to go? We got 2 more years. You're going to keep asking the same thing? You got to accept it. Let us work together.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you. Supervisor Rumble West.
Thank you. I don't want to belabor it. Just a small point of personal privilege to redraw Supervisor Semper. I mean, Supervisor Collins, an attorney, he can defend himself. But I think what Supervisor Collins' point is bigger than just the fact that he wants for the county executive to be present. And I hear you saying that, and I get it too. I saw Scott Walker more than I see Chris Abele. However, I do believe his people when they say that if you contact him, you know, hopefully he'll meet with you. The issue that we have is not so much of whether or not he's here, whether or not he's willing to meet with us. The issue becomes, as Supervisor Cullen, I think, stated really eloquently several times today, is not so much that he's not working, choosing to work with us, is that he's choosing to work against us. And so when we set policy, and that is what we do here, that's all that we do, we're not responsible for the day-to-day operations, we don't hire and fire people, we don't do any of that. Our job here strictly is to set the policy and the budget for Milwaukee County. Act 14 made very sure that that's the scope of what we were doing, and so that's what we do. So then we do something in the budget, and now we're sitting here and we're arguing about why that's not being done. And that's the frustration. It's not even so much as whether or not, and like you said, you already assigned yourself to the fact that the county executive doesn't want to work with us. That's awesome. But then, you know what, don't work against us. And that's the frustration. And so I get it. We're here long days for finance. But I do think that what Supervisor Cullen is saying, and please don't let it fall on deaf ears, because it's important.
Well, it's very important. The deaf ears are going to the administration, not us. I agree with you. Everything you said is 100% right. I'm just saying it's not happening. That's all I'm saying. It's not happening. You keep saying it, and it's not happening. That's my point.
Thank you, Supervisor. Your comments are well taken.
Mr. Chairman, could we call the question?
Supervisor Jerzyk.
We have the remainder of the chart.
Supervisor Jerzyk moves to.
That's all we did.
We
moves
haven't done
to
it.
Adopt.
Remaining.
For implementation.
6,300 through 8,000.
Yes.
Supervisor Jerzyk moves to adopt to implement the classifications and rates of compensation for positions in Department 6,300, 7,900, and 8,000 for the creation of in the 2014 adopted budget. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Chair, I just want a point of clarification on the previous motion. The only department numbers that were left out were 1151, 1152, 1192, 4,000, 4,300, 4,900, and 5040.
That's correct.
So the balance would be 3,700, 4,900, 4,700.
We have 3,700.
Yes, that's revised.
There was a revised report provided.
We have 6,300, 7,900, and 8,000.
The revised report was sent to all committee members. I sent it to everyone.
Could you tell us what department that is?
Was it
3,700.
3,700 is Office of the Comptroller.
Friendly amendment, I'll include 3,700.
Okay. There's additional ones.
Go ahead.
The deputy director does have hard copies of the revised report, maybe. It would be best that he distribute those to all committee members.
Is that the only one? 3,700?
No, there's 3,700, 4,900, 5,700, 6,300, 7,900, 7,990, and 8,000.
Yes. Yeah, we have those.
We don't have 5,700.
We don't have 5,700?
We have 5,700.
And we don't have 3,700.
And when were these things sent to us?
Yes.
Somebody said someone's got copies, ma'am?
Yes.
So, Mr. Chairman, to be clear, the revisions that are on the new list include a 3,700 position, budget and management analyst, two positions in 5,700, one position in 6,300, which is the position quality officer, one position in 7,990, and one position in Org 8,000, clinical program manager.
I guess, you know what, I'm just going to stay with my original adoption that still takes care of VHD and the nurses and so on. And the other ones, hopefully, we'll deal with before Thursday, but I don't know what's going to happen. But I'll stay with the original adoption of just the 6,300 through 8,000. Thank you.
6,300, 7,900, and 8,000.
Right.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey. Any comments, questions? Any further comments or questions? Do you understand, Madam Clerk?
Yes, adoption of 6,300 through 8,000 is the motion before us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Supervisor Cohen?
Then what does that do to 3,700 and 5,700? Does that include them? No. I mean,
her motion is specific.
Right. Her motion does not include them. Should she stay?
Mr. Chair?
Supervisor Cohen?
I mean, I'm content with, you know, what we had originally, and if the 3,700, which seems to be, I don't know, the comptroller, and 5,700 is facilities management, I think Josh Fudge said. I mean, if we want to approve those, I don't have a big problem with that. I mean, I think we were trying to, you know, spirit of compromise, move some things forward and get some discussions going with the administration, and hopefully this will do it.
So, Supervisor Jersey, 3,700 and 5,700, you would like to add those?
I think we can leave those out.
Okay.
They're not the medical positions and so on there where we might have patient care.
Okay.
I'm not saying we shouldn't get them approved. I think they can be approved after Supervisor Cullen gets satisfied. But for just tonight, let's vote on my original.
Okay. So we're voting on 6,300, 7,900, and 8,000 positions, new 2014, new budget creates, phase two. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Collins?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt Series 6300 through 8000 prevails.
Thank you. Item